Chapter 3, Significant Art in 45 Minutes a Day. Virtually all of us tend to scorn small increments of time and throw away 15 minutes here and 45 minutes there, arguing that we are doing so much already that those windfalls need not be used productively. We opt to check our email, surf the net, play a game, take a peek at our social media, watch a few minutes of a program that we like, or in some other way pass the time until our real work begins again. Artists with busy lives often find that they need to change their minds about squandering these precious small increments of time, in part because so much can get done in just a few minutes. Dear Eric, I had no apparent interest or talent in art until I was 13, when I spontaneously began to make oil paintings. I felt a sense of joy and ease when I was making things. In my 20s, I got degrees in architecture, sculpture, and family therapy. I felt like my painting and design work just happened and assumed I would be a famous architect or artist one day with no need for planning. I was unconcerned about financial practicalities. In my 30s, I attempted to be a businessman, did okay as an architect and in several other ventures, but never felt a sense of importance about what I was doing. Now at 58, I spent the past 25 years working on my own, mostly designing and building furniture and objects. This work has ranged from one-of-a-kind art objects to tasteful, commissioned custom furniture. I never lived in luxury, but I had vast amounts of free time, which seemed essential to me. I've taught a class in visual thinking at a university for the past 15 years. The energy and time I've invested in developing projects for the course is disproportionate to the paycheck, but I have been deeply satisfied by the creative growth of my students. I feel lucky to have stumbled into a perfect teaching job, one in which I am free to experiment, and I love surprising my students, who are mostly non-art majors, by expanding their definition of what artists do. In the past 4 years, I have morphed my classes into a hybrid format, enhancing the face-to-face time with what I think are innovative cloud-based projects, allowing me more one-on-one contact with my students. At the moment, my biggest challenge is keeping...